Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Digital Foreplay. This is Keisha Green. It is Thursday, November 30th, and boy, oh boy, what a show we have tonight. Digital Foreplay Show, Friends with Benefits, yay or nay. This is going to be interesting. Very, very, very interesting. I think that at the end of the day, that maybe you can, maybe you can't do this whole Friends with Benefit, but I want to hear from you. So I need you to call in 718-508-9827, and I want to hear your comments. I want to hear, have you had a successful Friends with Benefit, or did you not? Either way, please tell us. And you know it's judgment-free here, so yeah, call in 718-508-9827. Sean Sinclair will be here, and I know he has some stories to tell in regards to this, but yeah, Friends with Benefits, Digital Foreplay, you know how we do on Thursdays at 7. Mr. Sinclair, are you there? Oh, don't get shy now. Hello? Okay, so what we have here is Mr. Sinclair playing shy on the show. But yeah, technical difficulties. But nonetheless, you know how we do over here. But I really, I think like I'm on the fence with it, where I think that women, they might engage in that type of situationship, thinking that, okay, I told him I wanted a relationship. He said he didn't want one, so I decided to do the Friends with Benefits, and then eventually he'll come around and he'll see that I'm the one for him, and we'll settle down and ride off into the sunset together, that type of thing. I don't know, but it always ends kind of, I don't want to say tragic, but somebody gets in their feelings. I'm not saying it's a female, I'm not saying a male, but feelings get involved, and then there's a lot of, sketchy stuff that goes on. So I think that it could be avoided if people were just honest, but I guess the men will say, I was honest. I told her I wasn't really looking for a relationship, but was he? That's the question. Ladies, please call in because I want to hear your feedback, because they say that they're not looking for the relationship, but they want you to do everything like you're in a relationship. Okay, so Mr. Sinclair, you have to help me out here. So, Sean, what do you say?
Oh, man, good evening. How are you, first of all? How's everybody doing out there?
Oh, just get to the nitty-gritty. Knock it off. Stuff.
Well, I think it's complicated, man. I'm going to start off with saying something that I hope my fellas can back me on this, if we're being totally honest, and hopefully our women can understand. Every man's dream is freedom and security. You know, and it sounds kind of oxymoronic.
Freedom and security?
I'm sorry.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, every man wants the freedom to do what he wants to do, but the security to know that he's going to have some woman that's going to be there for him when it gets rough. You know, nobody wants to be alone. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, every man wants freedom and security. My fellas, if I'm lying, call in. Let me know.
Freedom and security, my ass. That just sounds like I want my cake and eat it too. Knock the hell off. Like, really?
You want
freedom and security.
Yeah, we want freedom. And by the way, freedom does not mean that freedom to screw everything in town. Freedom basically just means the freedom to make a mistake and not get half of my shit taken, half of my stuff taken, or the freedom to make a mistake and, you know, not have my whole life blown up. Because when you're in a relationship with someone, you're building things. You know, especially if you're in it, like in it, you know, you have assets, you have homes, you have cars, you have credit together. You know what I mean? And that's not saying it's right, but that's just a sign of the times that we live in. So, you know, no man wants to know that his whole life is going to be blown up just because he makes a mistake. You see what I'm saying? So he wants the freedom to still be himself in the society. Yet he wants the security to know that his partner will be there. So for that reason, the FWB situation is ideal. Make sense?
Sounds like a bunch of bull, but okay. That's where you're rocking out. That's, if that's the stance that you're taking, I say it's bull. That's all. That's all I'm going to say. I think it's bull.
Tell me why.
I think, you know, because, okay, the only thing that I'm going to agree with is the freedom and your whole sentence that you want freedom. That's all. That's it in a nutshell. I believe that they want to have their cake and eat it too, because here's the thing, right? You can meet a female today. You're attracted to her. You have a conversation with her. You believe she's a nice, you know, she's this great thing since sliced bread. And she likes you. You like her. And you go out on date. You hang out. Y'all Netflix and chill. Y'all go to shows. Y'all do all these great things. And now you enter sex into the equation. Now you guys are sleeping together. Everything is good. In her mind, she believes, like, you're the one. You're saying this, you know, she's good people, this, all that other stuff. But then she wants a title. She wants more of a commitment. And then he throws in there, oh, we're just friends. You know, I don't really want to do the title thing. You know, I just got out of a relationship, blah, blah, blah. So what does she do? Now, here's the thing for the ladies. When he says this, run, Forrest, run, run, because nothing good is going to happen. Run far, far away, because at this point, you're just going to be – you're going to be in this rotation of nonsense. Now, he, on the other hand, he's saying that because he's like, okay, I like Netflix and chilling with her. I like sleeping with her. I like all these other things. But, yes, that word you use, Sean, freedom. But I might go out Friday night with the fellas, and Tracy might be there, and I might want to holler at her. And I can't holler at her if I have a, quote-unquote, girlfriend. Now, let's jump back into the female's head. She's thinking, okay, he's not ready yet, but I'm going to whip something on him so fierce he's going to realize that this is – he got everything with me. I'm every woman.
That's
run, Forrest, run. Okay. And it just turns into – it just – her feelings get hurt. Her feelings get hurt, and then she lays it out on the line. Now she's crying, mascara running. How could you do this to me, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, but I told you I wasn't ready for no relationship. And she was like, but you were fucking me like we was in a relationship. And it just, oh, it's just messy, messy. Oh, call me Cranky Keisha today. That's my take on it.
Yo, here's the thing, though. You know, women say they want honesty. You know what I'm saying? So when a man is honest, first of all, if a man says that, you have to applaud his honesty, because there's so many snake. I'm not going to say snake. There are so many men who are not ready to be real with themselves, who can't admit that. Therefore, they'll play the game, they'll lie, they'll cheat. You know what I mean? They'll do all these different things. So whenever you have a man that's being honest with who he is, regardless of what you think his, and by you, I'm not talking about you directly, but women, regardless of what women think his ulterior motive is, when a man is being honest and upfront, you have to respect that, because there are so many guys who choose to do it the other way. You know what I'm saying? Now, that being said, a lot of women confuse, again, when I say freedom, I didn't mean that he wants the freedom to sleep around. You know, a lot of women think that it's all about sex. Like you say, a woman can whip it on him, he's going to be everything. You know, people grow. You know what I mean? If you're a man of 30 years old, you haven't even began to be the person that you will be. So if you lock yourself into a situation, you're 25, 26, by the time you're 35 years old, you know what I'm saying, your taste may change, your desires may change, what you want may change. So if that woman has not grown with you, then what happens? You see what I'm saying? So when I say the freedom, he wants the freedom to be himself and go into his full himself without being ostracized or being a cheater or being no good, or like women say, you know, they'd be hurt. And that's not right.
I'm sorry. That just sounds like a bunch of bull that men say to get what they want, which is their cake and eat it too. Like, I was listening to you talk, Sean, and you're my co-host, but, like, if you could have seen my imaginary violin, like, just like, come on, like, knock it off. Like, that was all, it was so politically correct what you said, but it was such bull, because that's not what it was. That's not what it is. The men, they sleep with these women, they get these benefits from these women, and they like the benefits. They don't mind her going to the mall, buying them polo and new Tims and Air Force Ones or whatever, whatever the case may be. They enjoy these benefits. And then when she wants something in return, like maybe a date to a wedding or like going to the Christmas company Christmas party, now he got things to do. He don't know. He don't want no pictures on Instagram because he's quote unquote single. All of this, it's just bull. All because he wants that freedom you speak of. It's bull.
But what about security? You've addressed the freedom, but you haven't addressed the security. What about that?
Oh, he likes getting consistent cooch on a regular. Who wouldn't? He likes that.
Now, I would like to think
that's security.
Like I said,
that's security because he knows that he's going to smash her. She's not going to smash nobody else. Meanwhile, he has the freedom to smash whomever. But she, shorty, right there, nah. He prides himself when she ain't going nowhere. He believes in his mind that she's dickmatized. And then there takes this, like, you know, this female to try to, you know, she turns it on him. There's that case where she, like, puts it on him and makes him feel some kind of way, and he over there in the corner sucking his thumb.
Right. Everybody's got one.
Cranky.
Everybody's got one. Yeah, I love it. But check this out, though, on the real. You know, it's like we mentioned last week. It's 25-1 out here, so women to men. You know what I'm saying? So it's not so much if he got consistent cooch. If he's – put it like this. If he has any stature or caliber of man worthy of being in a friends with benefits relationship, chances are he has options, number one. Number two, this ain't the 70s no more. You know what I'm saying? Women enjoy sex. Women are liberated. So women enjoy sex just as much as men do. So if they're having sex, you know, she's getting something out of the deal too. It ain't like he's the only one, you know, arriving. She's arriving too. And if she's not arriving with a FWB situation, she needs to change that up. You know what I'm saying? So she has benefits as well. It's not called men with benefits. It's called friends with benefits. You follow me? CK? I'm going to call you CK tonight, Cranky Pizza.
I believe that, again, it's bull. Like, just say it. Just say the truth. I want to have my cake and eat it too. I would respect the guy. If I met a guy tonight and we started dealing with each other, and I mentioned to him, like, you know, I'm not one to be, you know, sleeping around, you know, putting miles on my box and what have you, and, you know, I want to settle down. And he says to me, oh, you know, I'm single. You know, I like having options, this, that, and the third. Then what did I say, ladies? Run. I can walk away, and I can discuss it here on the Digital Foreplay show. That's what would happen. I would walk away and discuss it on Digital Foreplay, and that would just be it, because why am I going to settle? If I know that I want a relationship and I want to give myself exclusively to just one person, why am I going to settle with the Sean Sinclair who wants freedom, not all the nonsense you were talking about earlier?
Yeah, here's the thing. That's your choice. You know what I'm saying? And as a man, if he brings you that and you run, he has to respect that, no harm, no foul. You see what I'm saying? But there are a ton of other women, you know, who would be willing to accept those terms because they may be in the same space themselves. You know, the FWB situation has to be mutual, first of all. Like, if a woman just got out of a relationship, you know, she, quite frankly, she shouldn't, in my opinion, it's my humble opinion, and a man at the same time, she shouldn't be inside of a FWB situation anyway, because she has to detox from all of the things that caused that previous relationship to fail in the first place, whether it be because of her or whatever that previous relationship heaped upon her. So I feel, in my humble opinion, that she shouldn't be ready for that anyway. Now, after she does her healing process, let's say she says, okay, I'm going to focus on my career, myself, or whatever. I'm not ready for a real relationship, right? Okay, if that's the case, then, yeah, she may be ready for an FWB situation, but she has to be honest with herself. You see what I'm saying? It's a real tricky situation. Yeah. And in that scenario where she say, okay, I'm not ready for something serious, she may be ready for it. She may think she's ready for an FWB situation, but I'll get back to that in a second. So that's when it works. But in my experience and my observation, anytime two people have sex more than like three times, that's a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're so, yeah,
wait,
you're
man,
so soul
tied. Wait a minute, hold up. What did you just say?
Yes, more than three times, that's a relationship.
I'm about to post that. Oh, my God.
So you crazy.
You're saying that if you have sex with the same person more than three times, you're in a relationship. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody please call in. Help me.
Yeah, you're showing soul ties.
Really?
Look, whether you want to acknowledge that or not, yeah, that's a relationship. You dig what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. If you sleep, I got to type this, I'm sorry, with the same person.
You
got
to be real with yourself.
Three times or more, you are in a relationship? Is that a relationship or friends with benefits?
No, that's a relationship. Whether you want to admit it or not.
Go ahead.
Yeah, somebody's going to get up with feeling. If two people lay down more than three times, somebody's going to get up with feelings, guaranteed.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wow. I don't even know what to say.
You don't agree?
I don't know what I think right now.
Yeah, you know, part of the reason for this show, you know, we like to entertain, but we also like to educate as well. I like to call it edutain, right? And so I'm speaking from the real experience of a man because we got so many beta males and what I call hybrid Negroes, hybrid males, whatever. But that's another story for another time. But rarely do women get to hear the real talk from a man. You know what I'm saying? Not to toot my horn, but I'm a man. You feel me? You know, good, bad, or indifferent, I'm a man, and I stand on that. So what I offer, so what I'm telling you as women, you know, I ain't saying I got all the answers. I wish my brothers would call in and let me know if I'm on the right track here. But, you know, I've been, I'm a leader of boys. You know what I mean? I've been a leader amongst boys and a man amongst boys, a king amongst men, and, you know, whatever else about other things. So I've been counseled. And that's not to be egotistical. I'm just giving real talk, running down my resume. I've been counseled to men for the past 15 years. So a lot of men come to me with the things that they don't want to talk to their woman about. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm talking, this is not just some nigga talking slick. You feel me? This is real talk. I've talked to men, and this is what they feel. So I'm just only relaying that, speaking for the fellas. So whether you, in the words of CeeLo, you can listen to me now, but believe me later on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's a fact.
Oh, this is pure comedy. Pure comedy. I'm going to take a caller because, like, this is bananas right now. I'm going to take a call.
Yeah,
last four digits, 7831. If you're just listening, say you're just listening so I can move on to the next caller. 7831, hello, welcome to Digital Foreplay. Who's this? You just listening? Didn't I say you was just listening? Didn't I tell them that? How come they don't listen?
Mm-hmm. They're just listening.
They're not
get
listening. No, I don't get it. Okay, I'm going to take another call. Oh, my goodness. Hello, welcome to the Digital Foreplay Show. Who is this? Are you just listening?
What's
yes, no, maybe.
They might not
1111. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to put you back in the queue. Okay. All righty. All right, that's it. Well, there was some callers. I guess they got, when I got to the part that I was taking callers, they hung up.
Word.
The lights on. Come back. Wow.
Right.
So, yeah, I just need somebody to I need somebody to tell me that they agree with me or they agree with Sean. And I won't be mad if you agree with Sean. I just think Sean is talking crazy. But that's just me.
Hey, that's the big thing about communication right there. You know what I'm saying? Women are from Mars and men are from Venus, right? Which way it go?
Right. They're somewhere.
Yeah, that's something like that. But, you know, let's take it somewhere else. Here's why I think that a lot of women have problems, for lack of a better word, with the friends and benefits situation. And I'm not saying all, because you got some women out there that play as hard as a man, you dig me? But for the most part, a lot of women, they think that they can play like a man, but it's not meant for a woman to do the things that a man do, right? Let me give you an example. Let's say you stick your finger inside a toilet bowl with some crap in it, right? You could take your finger out and wash your hands very, very good, and that finger would be pretty decent. You see what I'm saying? But that toilet bowl, you could flush that crap out of that toilet bowl, and there's still going to be a lot of remnants of that feces that was inside that toilet bowl. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah, nice. Can we agree?
Okay.
Yeah, you have to go to a different cleansing. So you say no?
Okay. No, I'm saying go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. So that finger will be representative of a man's penis. You know, he can stick that inside of a woman, you know, and wash that off and things that, you know, cleanse your urethra, everything good. And we're good. But with a woman is a receptacle. So the things that go inside of her body, like that toilet bowl, it takes an extra cleaning procedure. You dig what I'm saying? From a physical standpoint, emotion standpoint, and even a spiritual standpoint. You know, it's not the same. Our anatomically, men and women are different. So whereas a man might be able to have sex with a woman, and that's just it. You know, he can skeet, get up, and, you know, probably forget her name. For a woman, it's not that simple. You understand what I'm saying? Because a woman is a receptacle. She's a vessel. So she retains what is put into her. So therefore, if she having, you know, and there have even been studies, depending on what your discipline is, that shows that when a woman continues to have sex with a particular man, she begins to take on the characteristics of that man, you know. So let's say she's dealing with multiple partners. Let's say she got Tyrone over here who's strong, right? And she might have got Junebug over here who's a beta male, right? He got a feminine ways. And then she might have Larry over here who don't know what the hell he want to be. But all three of these men are sleeping with her. She starts to take on those characteristics. Let's say Tyrone's a genius, Larry's a fool, and Junebug is, you know, don't undecided. She starts taking on the characteristics of that person. So that can drive her crazy. Think about it. You know, if you ascribe to that particular science. You know what I'm saying? So we have to look deeper at this FWB situation. Yeah, we got to look deeper at this FWB situation. CK?
I just think that... Stop saying that. I just feel like they... a lot of this stuff could be alleviated if people were honest. And then by honest, like, yeah, he's honest saying that he's not looking for a relationship, but you know that there's the consequence of, well, she may not want to Netflix and chill with you all the time. She may not give up the box all the time. She may not take you shopping and all these other things. So what do? They lie.
And does that make it right? So,
you don't,
again, yeah, you know why they lie? Because they still want what they want. Women say they want honesty, but they may can't handle it. You know what I'm saying? And that's why you have so many men settling down in relationships when they know they're not ready. And 5 years down the line, he's like, damn, I just want to be happy. You know what I'm saying? But because he had to become someone else to be able to satisfy her demands and not be himself, because she didn't respect him when he presented himself. So he had to be a chameleon and be like, yeah, be one kind of way with her and one kind of way without her. You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
So
all because when he was honest,
so
she didn't bite.
So how do you feel that this could be? Okay, so how do you think that men and women can do friends with benefits and nobody get hurt?
That's a good question. If I knew the answer to that, I'd be rich already. But
okay.
I think people have to be honest with themselves. As you said,
okay.
Not honest with each other, honest with themselves primarily, you know, and ask yourself why, like, what's the purpose? A lot of times in life, you got to find a purpose of why you're doing what you're doing. You know, that's part of being honest with yourself. You may like this guy. He may be everything that you want, but you know that you may not be ready. I'm talking about for a woman. She may not be ready for that. You know what I'm saying? Because she has some things she has to work on. So she still chooses to partake in him. You know, she has to be very mature about the situation. Like, yo, I'm not going to ruin this guy because I'm not ready, but I still want to partake in him. And if she feels herself getting attached, she needs to be woman enough to let go. You know what I'm saying? And for a man, if he opts to engage in a friends with benefits situation, in my opinion, he needs to be honest from the jump and well through it. You know, understood that when it's a friends with benefits situation, you can't lay no claims on that. You know what I mean? They ain't your box. You feel me? Now, hold up. With a small caveat. Now, if y'all have unprotected sex, you know, that just ain't her vagina. That's y'all vagina. Because if she get caught out there with something,
ooh,
you get caught out there with something. You feel me?
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's go. I'm glad you brought that up. So do you think if you're having a friends with benefits relationship, you should be using protection?
Absolutely. You gotta manage. Yeah, you gotta manage your stuff. Absolutely, for men and women. Because you
okay,
know, you
and
can't
what
pull
if
out.
What if you can't pull out? No rhythm method. All of that stuff. Okay.
Nah, you ain't gonna pull out. Somebody gonna get mistakes.
You're gonna indulge in a friends with benefit relationship. You should be using a rubber the entire time.
Absolutely.
Because let me ask you this: if you took okay, so after you had sex, after the seventh time, and now you take the rubber off, is that to insinuate that it's more than friends with benefits?
Of course it is.
You see,
I mean,
how that little gray,
again,
that area can make you think something else, where it's like, oh, shit, well, we had sex last night and he didn't use protection, so that must mean that he's really mine. You see how someone could think that?
Nah, this is where women have to be women. You know, you got to put your big girl panties on.
Ain't
too many men like using no protection. You feel me? So this is where I say women got to manage their box, because if y'all got an FWB situation and he ski and you got a baby 10 months later, that's on you because you knew what it was. Now, granted,
okay,
he'll be a slime ball for running out.
What about the one who can't have kids?
It's even more going on with that. You know what I'm saying? You when you're having sex, you're so in soul ties on so many different levels. But, again, just because you can't have kids, you got diseases, you got bacterial infection.
All right.
You know, it's a different connection. It's a whole different – because if you got an FWB with him, how many other women you got FWBs with? Because the whole purpose of an FWB is no attachments, correct? So who else?
Right, but what if he tells her he's not sleeping with no one else?
Excuse me? What did he tell her? What? Let me follow for that.
You heard me.
I'm just kidding.
If he told her that he's not sleeping with no one else.
I think that goes to the caliber of man she's dealing with. You know what I mean? If he's been honest all the way through and through to the best of her knowledge, yeah, maybe she can consider that. But once some condoms come off, there's another conversation that needs to be had. In my opinion, you know, I ain't saying I'm an authority, you feel me, on that regard, but in my opinion, once those condoms come off, there's another conversation that needs to be had regardless. Now, if it busts, you know, condom busts and you get a couple of strokes to pull out, that's different. But when y'all at it, off jump, when y'all raw dog, nah, that's another conversation that needs to be had, in my opinion, because that's a different level.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Wow.
Too many things can go wrong. Too many things. You feel me?
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's only right.
Wow. Okay. So this is how men and women get caught up then, is what you're saying.
Pretty much. Yeah, you got to be honest, man. A lot of times, you know, I love my sisters. It's not a knock on them, but a lot of times women like to play victim. You know what I'm saying? We all grown. So a lot of times women would be like, oh, you did this to me, you did this to me, or you did that, you broke my heart. No, you knew what this was from jump. You see what I'm saying? I was honest with you all the way through. Now, if you got caught up, that's on you. Well, you did me wrong, you ain't shit. Nah, I was open, I was honest. You know, when you're dealing with a friends with benefit situation, you got to keep your big drawers on, your big girl panties on. You know, you ain't got to look at nothing.
Wow.
Feel me, CK?
And you're okay? No, I'm not feeling it.
Tell me what you're not feeling.
I told you. I see this train wreck happen so often. You know, I have a girlfriend who she met a guy. They liked
mm-hmm.
each other. They started
mm-hmm.
sleeping together. A year into it, you know, she had feelings, and she expressed, you know, that she had feelings, just that she had feelings for
mm-hmm.
him. He said that he did not feel the same, and
mm-hmm.
but he continued to sleep with her for, you know, for a whole another year. So who's at fault, her or him? I say him.
All right.
Because he knew what right there when she put the feeling. That's what it's Cranky Keisha. Cranky Keisha says that, yeah, it's his fault because he when she said, I have feelings for you, and he was like, nah, I don't have those feelings, he was supposed to run, Forrest, run. He was supposed to go.
Nah.
But he continued to still smash, and now, now she's wrong because she's calling him, like, wanting an explanation, like, why did you do me this way?
You see my point? You just proved my previous point about the victim, about women playing victim from time to time. Now,
whoa,
is she over 21?
Wait, hold on. Yes.
Okay, so guess what? She's grown. All right? She has to take some accountability and responsibility for her own actions. If she knew that she was feeling this brother in that kind of way, right, and he was straight up with her, told her, like, yo, I ain't feeling you like that, at that point, she has to take responsibility for her own heart and feelings, you know what I'm saying? And she has to be the one to say, okay, well, I don't want to do this anymore, and step back. You dig me? That's on her. Now, ain't no dude turned out no free coos like that after he already been smashing for a year. So if she knew, I'll give you a small, in a sense, it's his fault as well because he knew what she was feeling. But ultimately, that blame, if there's any, lies on her because she put it on the table. He told her that he wasn't willing to deal with those cards that she laid on the table. Okay, it's up to her to wrap her dick back up and take it to another table. You feel me? So she has to be grown enough to accept responsibility for that. That ain't his fault. You know what I'm saying? That's like saying if you got $1 million, right, and you bring it to somebody and say, well, look, yo, here's my $1 million right here. Watch this for me. And they take it. Nah. They didn't. Well, correction. You put $1 million on the table, and you say, yo, watch this for me. And the dude be like, yo, I might not be the best person to watch that. I might can't resist myself from taking that money. And he said, nah, just watch it. If he take the money, you can't get mad at him. He told you what time it was. You dig what I'm saying? She got to take responsibility. As my mom likes to say, you know, she got to keep him honest. If you know, if he told you that he got a problem with taking his money, don't leave the money there. In this scenario, he told her that he wasn't willing to deal on those terms. So she has to be mature enough and responsible enough to walk away. You follow me?
Hmm.
I mean, no disrespect, but how can you not see that? That's all about being grown. You know what I'm saying? Part of being an adult is making a tough decision. You know, if you got the bills due, but you want some lubricants, and your mortgage $1,500 and the lube $1,300. You don't go buy the lube. You do the responsible thing. You pay the mortgage, right? Same way. If you know your heart, your heart is out there, you got to protect it. That's the adult responsible thing to do. Protect your heart.
Wow.
That's a fact.
And that's how you feel?
Absolutely. That's how I really feel.
And that's how you. That's,
Yeah, because we're grown, man. We can't, like, women like to put things on men all the time. And don't get me wrong, we got our share of shit. But it's not always on a man. As adults, you know, we're all accountable and responsible for our actions. So we can't keep forcing that upon the next person because they ain't do what we thought. If you saw those tricks ahead of time, it's up to you to bail. You know, because here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
If that man tell that woman, yo, I'm not ready to be exclusive yet. I'm out here, right? And she continues to sleep with him.
Right.
And he bring her something home. Who fault is that? He told you he was in the street.
Mm.
You know
wow.
what I'm saying?
That's how we doing it?
It's a fact.
It's a fact?
Yeah, we all adults, man. You know, we all adults, and we all going through this thing called life. Nobody's perfect. You know what I'm saying? It goes back to my previous statement, freedom and security. We want the freedom to make the mistakes, but we want the security to know that you're still going to be there because nobody's perfect, and we all are trying to figure this thing out called life. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, all right, so what you think about that Freddy on Elm Street?
Classic. Wow.
What do you think about that?
Classic.
Ooh, you like Fab and you like Kiss.
Fab is that dude, man. Fab is that dude.
Ooh. Like, I'm just going to ease up out of that one.
Somebody got to say it.
Well,
yeah, somebody got to
scared
say
the callers away. Nobody wants to say anything. But if you would like to shed some light on this, please call in 718-508-9827. I know I said I'm cranky, Keisha, but I'll be nice to you. I'm only cranky to Sean Sinclair. That's all.
Thanks. I should be so lucky.
Oh my goodness! But while we're but you know what? Let's take a breather from that. I mean, like, so the bird. You talk about social media. There's a lot of birds chirping, floating around recently. Sean, do you care to enlighten us on who you think is the bird of the day?
Absolutely. Initially, I was going to give it to Russell Simmons, but his stuff is still coming out, so he might get it next week. But for this week, the bird of the week is Matt Lauer. You know, for those who don't know, Matt
what?
Lauer is NBC course. Yeah, Matt Lauer, absolutely. I'm going to say this. $28 million a year, gone. Behind some vagina. That ain't a bird. I don't know what it is. Yeah,
Yo,
Matt Lauer, NBC
he
course.
Saying that he had the button in his office when you were
exactly.
Where you
creep stuff.
Oh,
yeah, some creep
man.
Stuff. Yeah, he definitely
yeah.
get the bird of the week, man, because here's the main reason why he get the bird of the week, because just a few months ago, he was interviewing, it wasn't your boy, the Hollywood guy, that pedophile guy, it wasn't him.
Kevin,
Matt Lauer.
Kevin Spacey?
Was it Kevin Spacey? He was interviewing
Are you talking
the other
about
guy.
Harvey Weinstein?
Harvey Weinstein was the other guy. It's so many in the past few weeks, they all get birds. But, yeah, Matt Lauer just a couple months ago was interviewing someone else who was accused of sexual assault.
Oh, Bill O'Reilly.
And with
O'Reilly.
A straight
– Bob O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly.
Absolutely.
Bob O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, thanks,
mm-hmm.
partner.
See
with
how
a straight
he interviewed
face.
Him with a straight face? Yes!
Right. Knowing he got a damn some 50 Shades of Grey crap going on, secret buttons and dungeon rooms and all kind of
yes.
stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's
yes.
not hypocrisy on the
yes,
way
yes,
it is.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, like, you
oh
know,
my goodness.
The thing about, yeah, it all comes full circle. He had a button. It was alleged that he had a button inside of his office, a secret button, they say, so he can lock the door and ensure privacy. And one woman said that he had sex in his office. You know what I'm saying? And he's married, by the way, and it's been well.
And mind
yeah.
you, he's married. Yes, I'm going to say that. Yes, he's
married. Yeah,
he's married,
and it's been well known. It's been well known and documented that he keep his penis in the street, for lack of a better word. But keeping it in the street and keeping it somewhere where they, Yeah, it's been well documented that he keeps wood in the street. But to keep it in the street as opposed to keeping it somewhere, first of all, if you're married, you shouldn't be doing it anyway, period. All right, let me say that. But he is doing this at a job that's paying him $28 million a year to talk.
Yeah. Right.
If that's not a bird, I don't know what it is. So, yeah, definitely. Matt Lowry gets the bird of the week, for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So you're not going to touch Russell? Because somebody listening will say you won't want to touch Russell because he's black?
Nah, Russell get it too. I didn't touch Russell because I didn't have enough information on it just yet. You know, I like to kind of be cognizant when I speak on. I don't want to talk about things I don't know. So the details are still kind of sketchy with Russell. But for what it's worth, Russell stepped down today as well. He stepped down from his companies, and he said that he doesn't want to.
Pause. He stepped down from his company. I didn't know he was still working. Where he work at?
Nah, Russell get money. Russell get money. You got to remember, he was on the All Deaf Digital thing. He's in a partnership with Steve. Yeah, with the guy who used to be from Live with the three. What is that called? Because 3D9T was signed to him as well. But yeah, Russell stepped down from a bunch of companies. And the woman that he supposedly, the woman that he allegedly sexually violated was a screenwriter. She's a screenwriter who wrote The Mummy, and she also wrote another movie. And she was actually the daughter of a filmmaker named Sidney Lumet. And this happened when she was 24 years old, years ago, like 87, I believe, you know. And at one time, he courted her with the 250 balloons, sent please, baby, baby, all kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, she said that he met him up and he took her to his apartment. And she was saying, no, I'm not going to blame the victim. Let me stop. I'm not going to say that. But, yeah, so Russell's kind of sketchy right now. But he stepped down from his many companies today and said that he wanted his companies to be led by a young, vivacious group of people. He don't want to be distracted. He don't want them to be distracted by this.
Wow, that is crazy because social media says I log into Facebook and I type in, you know, there's the trending and stuff, and I type in Russell Simmons, and one of my Facebooks said that they said, damn, now they got Uncle Russy Rush. Always thought that he was gay, shaking my head. No one is safe.
That part.
Okay.
That part.
Wow.
Yeah, they've been saying Russell
like
the brown
rose. Here's a disclaimer. But wait, here's a disclaimer for Digital Foreplay. Keisha loves gay people, and gay people love Keisha. I am not a homophobe, or I'm not afraid of gay people. And that comment, that was not my words. That wasn't Sean's words.
Right.
That was from Facebook.
No, definitely not.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't care what your sexual orientation is, but. With this comment, you know, that was out there as well. So it's just interesting. So a woman is saying it. And the comment on that thread was, would it have been different if it would have been a man who came out and said that they were sexually harassed by him? I don't care who it is. I want to say that too, that sexual harassment it sees no color and it sees no sex.
Absolutely. It's indiscriminate. Like death.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, what was that movie? You ever saw the movie Disclosure with Michael, what's his name? No, Michael Douglas, and Demi Moore?
Yeah. Yep.
Michael Douglas and Demi Moore. Similar to something of this nature, but yeah. Sidebar, this don't have nothing to do with what I just said. For y'all who like to, you know, go to Applebee's and have 2 for $20, let me find out. Applebee's is selling $1 Long Island iced teas now. $1. All on a budget. Okay, as you were, Sean Sinclair.
Thanks. We're going to get the Applebee sponsorship so everybody can be lit. But look, back to the topic at hand, right?
Go ahead.
I'm going to say this. Now, I know I'm going to get some pushback, but it's just my observation. It seems to me that men would be more inclined to do a FWB situation because in this society, men are not living their natural order of things. For example, some men, I'm not saying all, some don't believe in forced monogamy. Therefore, a polyamorous relationship seems to work for them. A friend, because if a guy has friends with benefits, 9 times out of 10 he has more than just one woman. That's the reason why he don't want to commit. He still wants his options. So not just sexual options. Again, I'm not just saying it's about sex. It's about, you know, relationships. You know, not just sexual, but just the ability to be able to talk to different women without getting ridiculed, without being, you know, some men. I'm just saying. Yeah. So I think that, you know, like, for example, I'm going to sum it up like this. And this, I'm speaking for young black men right now, all right? Because I've never been a white man, so I can't relate. But, okay. So in our society, right, we grow up, especially in the hood, right, we grow up with our big brothers, big cousins, the big homies on the block, right? And from as early as we can remember, we're kind of taught, yo, man, get you as many women as you can. Yo, you ain't schooling yet? I remember my cousin Dion, he used to always ask, like, yo, man, you effing yet? I'd be like, yeah, man. But, man, you ain't effing nothing. He's like, yo, you busting nuts? I'd be like, yeah, man, but you ain't busting nothing. Mind you, I wasn't even a teenager yet. So, and that was the experience of me and all my homies. You dig what I'm saying? So as we grow up, we're taught indirectly or directly that what makes us a man is to bed as many women as we can. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what we grow up to. We're about our early 20s, mid-20s. So by the time we're in our 20s, you know, we might meet that woman who we may feel like, yo, this could be the one. You understand what I'm saying? But because we got those other ways in us where we're used to dealing with multiple women, it's hard for us to shut that down. You dig what I'm saying? Even though we may have a great quality woman, at 25, for the past 10 years, we've been trying to get our rocks off every chance we get. We may not realize the jewel we have in front of us. You know what I'm saying? So that's when men start lying. Okay, so from 25 to 30, 35, you know, they're playing the game, for lack of a better word. You know, they got their in-house, their security, but they're still roaming around the streets with their freedom. So now about 35, he realized that that's not going to work because he's been burnt too many times, broke too many hearts, just didn't work out, too many tires slashed, windows bust, whatever. So at 35, he realized, it's like, yo, I've been screwing up. It's wrong for me to do these women like that, right? So now he still wants women, but he realizes that he's not ready for the commitment that having one woman would bring. Therefore, he opts for the friends of benefits thing. And that's where it comes from. You know what I mean? Women, they on some Steve Harvey shit. They trying to think like a woman, act like a man. That's not going to happen. It's not. I ain't saying all, but that's why a lot of women opt for the friends of benefits. They want some, well, he can do it, I can do it too. And that's never going to work. Somebody's going to get hurt. Yeah, Steve told y'all a lie.
So you don't think that they can do it? They can, females can successfully pull that off?
Let me stop. I was about to say something, but yeah, in rare cases. But that female that's doing it got to be real cold. To pull it off time and time again, something has to be. Because a woman likes security. A woman likes that commitment. A woman likes to know that she's adored, you know. She likes those things. And with a friends and benefits situation, my man coming over, ski, and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? She can't claim him. She can't do none of that. That goes antithetical to what she is at her core. Correct me if I'm wrong. You're a woman. What do you like? Not to put you on the spot directly, but I'm just saying, speak for women right now, please. Don't women like to be adored, cherished, appreciated,
yeah,
and all those things?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So does a friend, of benefit situation edify her in that manner? If we're being honest.
Say it again.
If those are the things that a woman like, does a friends or benefit situation fulfill those needs for her? If we're being honest.
No. No, they don't.
Hence, exactly. That's why your friend from earlier, that's why she was where she was a year later. A man can do it all day. A man can screw somebody today and forget her name tomorrow and it won't be nothing to him. But a woman, not so much so. So that in summation, it could work for a man, With the woman, it can be a bit more complicated. You know what I mean?
Mm. Wow. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I just wish that people could just be honest and just be 100% with things. And, okay, because I look at it like this. You ain't ready for a relationship, then you ain't ready to smash either. How about that?
Right.
In a perfect world.
You took the words out of my mouth, partner. In a perfect world, that would be the case. But, you know, this world is insane right now. And to be sane in an insane world, it makes you what? Insane.
Right. I know. Right. Yeah. No, I get it. It's unfortunate. This is a topic that'll never get old. Well, it'll be a year from now. We'll be still talking about friends with benefits, 2.0 or something. So yeah,
right.
But the listeners, you know, I appreciate them for, you know, I will say, like, you know, because I posted this question on Facebook. Shout out to those people who answer my questions on Facebook. I really appreciate y'all. It's too many of y'all to give y'all a shout out, but y'all know who y'all are. And I appreciate the questions that you send me, and I post, and, you know, it gives us ideas for show material. So now, moving right along, because we're going to jump off of that, Sean, don't you want to tell us something? What you been over there working on?
Oh, yeah, the Quiet. Series novel, Sex Mogul. I'm trying to change the game real quick. You know, when I started Gangster Erotica Brand, I tried to do something different. And so, once again, I'm trying to do something different now with this new series I got called Sex Mogul. I dropped the first volume on Cyber Monday for 99 cents. And basically what this is, it's a story that I'm going to drop a different volume every week, every Friday. For example, I'm dropping a new volume Friday, tomorrow. And it's an interactive series where I want the readers who are reading to comment and ask how they think, or comment how they think the story should go. And I'm going to, after like the fourth chapter, I'm going to start taking the readers' recommendations. And I'm going to, you know, basically let the story build based on their recommendations. Because, you know, how you read a story and you say, man, they should have did this. Or I think so-and-so will happen. Or I think this is going to happen. Well, now with this series, you don't have to do that anymore. You can actually leave your input, and maybe I may pick that up and put that into the story. You see what I'm saying? So it's going to be about 15 to 20 volumes altogether. For the next 15 weeks, I'm going to drop a chapter every single week on Fridays, and you guys can download it. And the other previous volumes will be up as well. So if you didn't catch the first chapter, don't worry about it. You can still download it and catch up with the second one tomorrow, and keep going on and on. And for, to my knowledge, this is the first of its kind, an interactive series novel where the reader gets to choose what happens with the story. So we're gonna try and change the game with that one. But in order to do that, I need all of you guys' participation. Everybody within the sound of my voice, I need your participation in the series. We're going to try and change the game.
Nice. Okay. That's what's up. That is definitely what's up. I want to take this moment to say thank you to the listeners, the people who download, who enjoy the show. When we first did this show 3 weeks ago, we were blown away by the numbers with the debut. But we were flabbergasted when we saw the numbers for the second week. And, of course, last week, you know, we let y'all breathe because y'all wanted to eat turkey and all that stuff. So we said we wouldn't be on here talking to y'all about relationships and y'all over there boo-loving with your friends with benefits or whatever y'all was
with
doing.
With your friends, but, right, FWB.
So we don't let y'all breathe, but, you know, here we are today. But I want to say thank you. It wouldn't be a digital foreplay without you guys, because it's fun. If you know, for the people who follow me on social media, especially Facebook, you know, I've always been asking these questions, and more so now, like, I ask a lot of them, and I really appreciate that y'all do not hesitate to come over there and speak your mind and say what y'all have to say. Y'all don't care what somebody else says. I mean, they'll get into debates. They'll have questions. I love it. Keep it going. So I just want to take this moment to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we need a show topic for next week, y'all. Inbox us because we don't got one. That's just how real we are. We haven't thought of one yet.
Yeah.
That's how real we are.
We're gonna take it from you guys.
You can give us some direction where you want to go. But I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate all of you, all of you. Before we wrap up, anything else you want to say, Sean? Or are we out of here?
And I just want to say thank you to the listeners as well, those who listen live as well as those who come back and listen to the downloads during the week. Really appreciate you guys, and the numbers show that you guys are supporting us big time. We appreciate that. We hope you continue to support us.
Big time. Big numbers. We're very happy with the numbers.
Yeah.
We're only
Absolutely.
Better, you know, bigger and better things. So thank you so, so much. And that's it. We're out of here. All right?
Peace.
I think so. Peace.